Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. MLS Power Rankings. Inter Miami's struggles without Messi while Wilfried Zaha ignites Charlotte FC. It was a weird weekend of MLS action. Three of the top five teams in the East dropped points, while in the West, two of the top three did so too. Call it a League's Cup hangover, but plenty of clubs capitalized on the moment. And with the season winding down, it could be looked at as a crucial weekend of MLS action. In the East, Orlando City obliterated Inter Miami without an injured Lionel Messi, while both FC Cincinnati and the Philadelphia Union dropped points. Meanwhile, in the West, both the Vancouver Whitecaps and Minnesota United lost respective matches, paving way for the Western Conference to fall into the hands of San Diego FC, who continue to excel in their debut season. With 28 match days in the books and the postseason format now officially announced, who's leading the pack, and who's falling short of expectations? BALLGM presents the latest 2025 MLS Power Rankings. Note, previous rankings update, July 28. It was a weird weekend of MLS action. Three of the top five teams in the East dropped points, while in the West, two of the top three did so too. Call it a League's Cup hangover, but plenty of clubs capitalized on the moment, and with the season winding down, it could be looked at as a crucial weekend of MLS action. In the East, Orlando City obliterated Inter Miami without an injured Lionel Messi, while both FC Cincinnati and the Philadelphia Union dropped points. Meanwhile, in the West, both the Vancouver Whitecaps and Minnesota United lost respective matches, paving way for the Western Conference to fall into the hands of San Diego FC, who continue to excel in their debut season. With 28 match days in the books and the postseason format now officially announced, who's leading the pack, and who's falling short of expectations? BALLGM presents the latest 2025 MLS Power Rankings. Note, previous rankings update, July 28. Prior ranking, 30. Result, lost to New England 2-0. Ramifications, 10 games without a win across all competitions, and 5 regular season losses in a row for the first time since 2020. Close to hitting rock bottom. Prior ranking, 28. Results, lost to Seattle 4-0. Ramifications. The Galaxy's season has been a wash for quite some time, so in all reality, a lopsided result like this doesn't ring alarm bells. What does matter is they're off to the League's Cup knockout stages. They played 3 games in 9 days, and the 4-day turnaround to face an elite Sounders side wasn't enough time to recover. Prior ranking, 29. Result, defeated Nashville 3-1. Ramifications. City secured just their 5th win of the season here, but hey, it was a good performance and they deserve their praise for it. Nashville was nowhere near their best, but City played a great game. Roman Berkey had his best performance of the season in net, and their attack finally clicked. St. Louis fans will take that every day of the week. Prior ranking, 25. Result, drew Montreal 1-1. Ramifications. Just underwhelming result after underwhelming result for Atlanta. It's a record on repeat. It's like a broken CD or cassette. At a certain point, things need to change, and sooner than later. Prior ranking, 27. Results, drew Atlanta 1-1. Ramifications. Montreal have not had the season they wanted, but they have absolutely shown guts throughout the second half of the campaign. They were unlucky not to get a win here, but the draw saw them finally make the leap up from last place in the Eastern Conference. Some positive things are brewing with the Canadian club. Prior ranking, 28. Result, defeated DC United 2-0. Ramifications. Matt Turner had his second debut for the club and it brought back some much-needed good vibes to New England. He kept a clean sheet, it was a heartwarming win, and once again, Carles Gil was the real difference maker on the pitch. The Revs are still on the outside looking in, and Caleb Porter's seat is still hot, but Turner being back is definitely a welcome sight for fans amid a rough summer. Prior ranking, 22. Result, lost 2-0 to San Diego. Ramifications. Is it weird to say Sporting played good in a 2-0 defeat? Potentially, their best performance of the season? Call it a hot take, but they played a fantastic game, and San Diego were just immensely clinical in two pivotal moments. They generated a higher XG than SDFC, but just lacked the finish themselves. Worryingly, though, this is two shutouts in a row. Prior ranking, 24. Result, drew Philadelphia 1-1. Ramifications, lovely, lovely result from TFC. They've shown some real backbone in recent weeks, and with their recent blockbuster trade for George Mihailovic, they're also showing ambition in building a competitive roster for 2026. The 26-year-old had a great debut, and Toronto held the Eastern Conference leaders to a draw. Really well done. Prior ranking, 21. Result, drew Austin 2-2. Ramifications, that man, again, Jack McGlynn came up immensely clutch for the Dynamo, scoring a late brace after a tactical adjustment from Ben Olsen in the second half. It wasn't an admirable performance from the Dynamo, but it was a good showing from the U.S. international who reminded the league that he is lethal if given a chance from range. Prior ranking, 23. Result, defeated Portland 2-0. Ramifications, the post-Lucho Acosta era began for FCD and all of MLS at the weekend, but they played as if nothing had changed. Fantastic performance from FCD in a Western Conference matchup against Portland. Petr Musa and Lalas Abubakar found the back of the net, and that is a big 3 points for a team with postseason aspirations. Prior ranking, 17. Result, drew Houston 2-2. Ramifications, amid a season filled with scoring struggles, their attack wasn't the issue on the evening. Two late goals conceded won't leave Nico Esteves happy. This one was 2 points dropped, not one gained. Prior ranking, 16. Result, lost to RBNY 2-1. Ramifications, this is a match where RSL will rightfully air grievances, send angry emails to important people, and continue to discuss it as the season comes to a close. In the 85th minute, Diego Luna was handed his second yellow card of the match for a scuffle in the corner that saw both him and Kyle Duncan fall to the floor. After Luna's dismissal, VAR recommended that the play be looked at for serious foul play by Duncan on Luna, and after review, Duncan was handed a straight red card for the offense. However, yellow cards are not reviewable offenses, so Luna's dismissal was not reversible, despite the refereeing error. RBNY scored a stoppage time penalty to take all 3 points shortly thereafter. Maddening. Prior ranking, 20. Result, defeated RSL 2-1. Ramifications. Listen, 3 points is 3 points, no matter how you get it. Call it undeserved, call it lucky, call it what you want, honestly, but RBNY won the match and that's all that matters at the end of the day. Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting is up to 15 goals on the season across all competitions, and is really starting to turn heads with his play in the final third. Prior ranking, 14. Result, did not play. Ramifications, NYCFC were not in action after their involvement in the League's Cup Phase 1. They returned to action Saturday against another East contender in Nashville SC. Prior ranking, 19. Result, defeated Vancouver 2-1. Ramifications, outstanding result that led to one of the best and most heartwarming celebrations of the year. They snapped a 6-match winless skid with the result, while Preston Judd bagged the stoppage time winner to knock off one of the best teams in the league. And, I mean, come on, look at this fan's face. Prior ranking, 18. Result, defeated MNUFC 2-1. Ramifications, huge, huge, huge win. Darren Yappe, playing on the wing instead of a traditional striker role, capitalized on two counter-attacking moments to bag his first brace of the season. The U.S. youth international has really come into his own this year, and Sunday felt like a breakout moment. Prior ranking, 15. Result, drew LAFC 2-2. Ramifications, fantastic performance from Greg Berhalter's men. Philipp Zinckernagel bagged 2 assists, adding to his already splendid breakout season in MLS that has him at 22 goal contributions this season. He's been a top addition to the league and has really helped spearhead a breakout campaign from the Fire in the East. Don't look now, but Chicago are right in the thick of the playoff race in the East, and they don't look to be slowing down. Prior ranking, 10. Result, lost to FC Dallas 2-0. Ramifications, the Timbers should start to feel a bit worried here. Over the past 2 months, they've now lost matches to FCD, RSL, and City, all of whom are beneath them in the standings. It's a worrying trend for Phil Neville and his side, who seem to be showing up in big matches and forgetting to do so in contests that, on paper, they should win. Portland sits 6th in the West, and now their lead over 9th place in the conference is just 5 points. They're setting themselves up for a showdown to secure a postseason berth as the campaign winds down now. Prior ranking, 12. Result, drew Chicago 2-2. Ramifications, Sun Heung-min made his long-awaited debut for the club, earning a penalty kick that Dennis Bwanga converted in a draw against a rather talented Fireside. It was a contentious match all evening long, but all that mattered was the debut of Sonny. Big expectations await the Korea international. Now, let's see if he can hit the ground running. Prior ranking, 5. Result, lost to Colorado 2-1. Ramifications, a terrible home defeat. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Colorado just lost their best player, and you let them take 3 points at home. If the Loons want to fight for a Western Conference title, results like these simply cannot happen. Minnesota have only lost 3 matches since the start of June, but all 3 have been against playoff contenders. They're now 5 points back from San Diego atop the West. Prior ranking, 13. Result, defeated FCC 1-0. Ramifications, what a result for Charlotte. Star power propelled them to victory there, and it felt like a much-needed moment for Wilfred Zaha, who scored the game-winner and lone strike in the contest. Earlier in the week, while speaking to media, he called upon himself to step up to the plate and be the star the club needs, because he hasn't done enough of late, and this is exactly what the doctor ordered. Just a really, really good performance from Charlotte. Prior ranking, 9. Result, did not play. Ramifications, the Crew remain 5th in the East despite not playing this weekend. They will be back in action when they travel to face Toronto FC. Prior ranking, 7. Result, lost to City 3-1. Ramifications, arguably Nashville's worst performance of the season. City are not a good team, and they're nowhere near the talent level of Nashville. A shocking result, and one that is incredibly detrimental to any hopes they have of an Eastern Conference title. There's no excuse here. Prior ranking, 11. Result, defeated Miami 4-1. Ramifications, what a result for Orlando. An absolutely dominant display, they ran through the Miami midfield and defense with ease all evening long. Luis Muriel had himself an evening, notching a brace, while Martin Ojeda bagged a goal and an assist himself. In a dubbed rivalry match, it wasn't even close. The Lions were nothing short of excellent all evening long. Prior ranking, 8. Result, defeated LA Galaxy 4-0. Ramifications, Seattle treated the Galaxy like a county fair corn dog Sunday evening. Completely ate them up. Jokes aside, a phenomenal performance from the Sounders, who are in a beautiful run of league form at the moment. 7 straight games unbeaten, they're looking like a team to beat in the West right now, and a club that nobody wants to go up against. As the end of the campaign nears, we need to remind you, it's not the autumn season arriving, it's Brian Schmetzer season. Prior ranking, 6. Result, lost to Orlando City 4-1. Ramifications, in 2023 and 2024, defensive issues plagued Miami's campaigns, and in 2025, those same problems are still undermining them. Miami may have signed Messi's friends and added South American talent, but MLS experience still matters. They traded theirs away, and now they're paying the price. Prior ranking, 3. Result, lost to San Jose 2-1. Ramifications. There's a lot to unpack here. Some good, some bad, and some, well, just red. The last time Tim Ford refereed a Vancouver Whitecaps match, former manager Vanni Sartini was fined and suspended for comments about the official after threatening to throw him into a body of water. If they found Ford in False Creek, then I'm going to be a suspect. I'm not saying that I would do it, I'm saying I'm the first suspect. It's different, Sartini said after their 2023 playoff game against LAFC. Sartini isn't around anymore, but the Whitecaps still do not like Ford, and it might be in the league's best interest to stop scheduling him for their matches. Injured defender Samuel Adekube and forward Ryan Gold both voiced frustration on social media after the Earthquakes game, while fans have kept up the criticism for days. That match saw Vancouver reduced to 10 men early after two yellow cards to defender Edier Ocampo, plus a VAR-reviewed penalty call that stood despite a recommendation to overturn it. San Jose sealed the win in stoppage time. Prior ranking, 4. Result, lost to Charlotte 1-0. Ramifications, Cincy played a great game, but it just wasn't their day. They outshot CLT 17-8 and boasted an XG of 1.45, but the ball just never found the back of the net. The positive news is striker Kevin Denke is back in the mix now after a brief injury spell on the sidelines. They're still second in the Eastern Conference, and they're still in pole position to fight for the supporters' shield. Nothing to worry about here, move on to next week. Prior ranking, 1. Result, drew TFC 1-1. Ramifications, a really frustrating point for Philly. They should have taken 3 points here. However, it's not a bad performance by any means. They scored a brilliant counter-attacking goal to begin the match, but just never broke through in the final third. Move on to next week, as the team will fight for 3 points against the New York Red Bulls. Prior ranking, 2. Result, defeated SKC 2-0. Ramifications, hello, Chucky Lozano. The Mexico international had one heck of a performance against SKC at the weekend, including scoring a blistering goal that propelled them to victory. The real star, though, was Anders Dreyer, whose MVP-caliber season has him sitting at 27 goal contributions this season, the most in all of MLS. The Denmark international has been a revelation for the club. Sitting atop the West with a 4-point lead, the conference is now theirs to lose. The Whitecaps have a game in hand, but the 4-point gap means it's now San Diego's to either win or lose. MLS Power Rankings, a shifting landscape. The Major League Soccer season continues to deliver drama, and our latest MLS Power Rankings reflect a significant shift in momentum. While the arrival of Lionel Messi catapulted Inter Miami into the spotlight, their recent performances without the Argentinian superstar have exposed vulnerabilities. Simultaneously, Charlotte FC, spearheaded by the dynamic Wilfried Zaha, are making a compelling case as a genuine contender. Let's dive into the updated rankings and analyze the key factors driving these changes. The top 5, a new order? The top of the table is looking increasingly competitive. Teams that started strong are facing tougher challenges, and those previously overlooked are stepping up. Here's a snapshot of the current top 5. Rank, team, recent form, key player, 1. FC Cincinnati, WWD, Luciano Acosta, 2. Orlando City SC, WDW, Facundo Torres, 3. Charlotte FC, WWW, Wilfried Zaha, 4. LAFC, DWL, Carlos Vela, 5. St. Louis City SC, LWD, Clayson, Inter Miami, the Messi dependency. It's undeniable, Inter Miami's success during Messi's tenure was heavily reliant on his individual brilliance and the attention he commanded from opposing defenses. Without Lionel Messi, the team has struggled to replicate that attacking spark. Their recent losses highlight a concerning pattern, a lack of consistent goal-scoring threat outside of Messi in a midfield that's been easily bypassed. Offensive struggles. The team's XG, expected goals, has plummeted in Messi's absence, indicating fewer quality scoring opportunities. Defensive concerns. Opponents are no longer as focused on double-teaming Messi, allowing them to exploit weaknesses in Inter Miami's defensive structure. Tactical flexibility. Coach Tata Martino needs to demonstrate a plan B, a strategy that doesn't solely revolve around Messi's magic. Currently, Inter Miami finds themselves outside the playoff picture, and a significant turnaround is needed to secure a postseason berth. The MLS standings are unforgiving, and relying on Messi's eventual return isn't a sustainable strategy. Wilfried Zaha, the Charlotte Revolution. Wilfried Zaha's arrival at Charlotte FC has been nothing short of transformative. The Ivorian winger has injected pace, skill, and a relentless attacking mindset into the team. His dribbling ability, combined with his eye for goal, has made him a nightmare for defenders. Charlotte's recent winning streak is directly correlated with Zaha's influence. Zaha's impact extends beyond goals and assists, creating space. His dynamic runs force defenders to commit, opening up opportunities for teammates. Leadership. Zaha has quickly established himself as a leader on and off the pitch. Attracting talent, his presence is already attracting attention from other potential MLS stars. Charlotte's tactical approach under Christian Lattanzio perfectly complements Zaha's strengths. They're playing with a newfound confidence and attacking fluidity, making them a team to watch in the MLS Cup playoffs. Race, mid-table battles and dark horses. The middle of the MLS table is a congested battleground. Teams like the Seattle Sounders FC and Houston Dynamo FC are fighting to climb the ranks, while surprise packages like St. Louis City scare proving their mettle. Key storylines to watch. Can the Sounders rediscover their championship form? Will Houston's young core continue to develop? Can St. Louis City maintain their impressive early season form? Injury updates and suspension impacts. Injuries and suspensions are always a crucial factor in MLS. Several key players are currently sidelined, impacting their respective teams' performances. Staying updated on these developments is essential for accurate MLS predictions. Notable absences: George Mihailovic, Chicago Fire, a significant blow to Chicago's midfield creativity. Jesus Ferreira, FC Dallas. Dallas's leading goalscorer is currently nursing an injury. Ryan Gauld, Vancouver Whitecaps, a key playmaker for Vancouver. His absence impacts their attacking threat. First-hand experience, attending a Charlotte FC match. Recently, I had the opportunity to attend a Charlotte FC match featuring Wilfried Zaha. The atmosphere was electric, and Zaha's performance was truly captivating. His ability to change a game in an instant is remarkable. The energy he brings to the team is palpable, and it's clear he's inspiring his teammates to elevate their game. The crowd was fully engaged, and the overall experience highlighted the growing passion for soccer in Charlotte. Benefits of analyzing MLS power rankings and formed betting. Power rankings can provide valuable insights for sports betting. Fantasy soccer. Identify potential breakout players and make strategic roster decisions. Deeper appreciation. Gain a more nuanced understanding of the league and its teams.